Juba resident Ruben Mawood says when then Southern Sudan gained its independence from Sudan on July 9, 2011, he had hopes the government would use South Sudan's oil revenues to build key institutions like the health sector. Mawood says 11 years later, his hopes for better services have not materialized.
Our hope has been that if we get independence in South Sudan, there will be change, especially in the health sector. But it has been more than 10 years now and there is no change in health sector. We have hoped that if there would have been a change, then people would have not even struggled to go up to Khartoum for treatment. There's no change in the health sector, especially the services that the governments are giving in terms of the equipment that are needed in the hospital, in terms of medications which are supposed to be provided to the patients to serve the needs of people. They are not there in the hospital. And this is what we hope, that if we get the independence in South Sudan, there will be change. But it's still now there's not yet a change.
Mawood says most South Sudanese have been dying from preventable diseases simply because of the country's weak healthcare system. He says professional doctors, nurses, and other health workers have opted for greener pastures due to low pay.
Doctors, especially in the government hospital, they are prescribing some drug which cannot be even afforded by the citizens, and it has affected most of the citizens. They are also being referred to expensive hospital in different countries, especially the neighboring countries, of which they cannot manage. So most of the people, they are dying now because there is no good treatment here in our country, and if they are referred, they cannot manage to travel to neighboring countries.
Joseph Deng, a resident of Awil in the northern Bahr el-Ghazal state, says lack of life-saving medicines, equipped maternal health facilities are major concerns in his town. Deng says women and children have continued to die due to a lack of good hospitals.
South Sudan got independence in 2011, and up to today, there were a lot of expectations in terms of the health services. One of the expectations was to have the improvement in delivery of the health services to the people in the remote villages. Today, many women in South Sudan die monthly or daily basis due to lack of basic health services to the places they live in. You find the maternity wards are not established in the places where they are supposed to be. You find that most of the hospitals do not have the blood bank. And when a person falls into a problem, like somebody who needs blood transfusions, it is always hard. It is always hard to get that. And this one had led to many deaths in South Sudan, the death that could have been prevented.
Nyalweth Gabriel, a resident of Bor Town in Jonglei State, says multiple challenges from natural disasters, conflicts, and insecurity have caused mental disorders to many South Sudanese. But there are no mental health facilities in the country.
Women in conflict, women are the ones killed. Some of them are the ones abducted. Their children, their sons, their daughters are abducted. So it really causes too much trauma, emotional trauma, or psychological trauma most of the time. And in Slack, sometimes you find a woman, she's sheltering under the tree with her children, nowhere to, like if it rains again, she has nowhere to go with them. So this is too much for women in Bhutan.
In April this year, the World Health Organization released a report about the prevalence of communicable diseases, including neglected tropical diseases, which constitute a significant public health concern in South Sudan. The reports also raised concerns about mental health disorders, particularly in women, children, and adolescents. The South Sudan Minister of Health, Yolanda Awil, admits the health system has been in a bad shape since the country's independence in 2011. Awil says the government has invested in security and the implementation of peace agreement, leaving health sector underfunded.
Health status in South Sudan is very fragile due to human-made and natural disasters. But everyone in the health sector is doing their best to improve it. We have relied heavily on donor fund because of the health system that we inherited from the Sudan during 2011 that was weak. So any hiccups in the country set the system back a few steps.
11 years after South Sudan independence, non-governmental organizations have taken the lead in providing much-needed services across the country. The health sector relies heavily on international organizations and UN agencies for intervention. Government healthcare facilities lack essential or basic prescription drugs. The health sector is allocated just 2% of the country's budget and relies on development assistance for more than 70% of its total health spendings. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.